This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus kol chalei Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara uv'shivya. We're up to Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Ches Mishnehei. We're talking about a Ben Sarah Umayra, and now we're going to talk about why. Why is it that a Ben Sarah Umayra gets punished by death for just stealing money and eating meat and drinking wine? Ben Sarah Umayra, the person who is this wayward son, who's off the path, he has turned away. Nidan al Shem Seifai. He is judged by what is going to be the end of the story. What is going to happen? He's going to end up, he starts with stealing from his parents, but he's going to end up stealing from other people. He's going to end up being a highwayman that kills people and steals from them. And therefore, it's better, Yomos Zakai, it's better if he dies now, when he is not mechuyev, he doesn't have so many averis against him, and he doesn't die when he's done so many averis and he is guilty of so many things. When a rasha dies, it is a good thing for them because they stop doing averis. And it's a good thing for the world because there is one less person that is doing bad things to other people or to the world. There's one less person doing averis. If a tzaddik dies, ralahem, it's bad for them because they can't do any more mitzvahs. And the world loses out because the schusim that their mitzvahs are bringing is now lost out as well. Yayin v'sheina. Being drinking enough that the person is incapacitated and sleeping. L'roshoyim, if a rasha does that, hana lehen, it's better for him because he does less averis that way. V'hadon v'hana lo'olam, and it's a good thing for the world because they don't do those averis. V'latzadikim, if that were to happen to a tzaddik, Ralahem, it's bad for them because they can't do mitzvahs. Ral oilam, and the world loses out because they don't do mitzvahs. Pizur, distractedness or scatterbrainedness or any kind of thing that makes everything get scattered. L'rashoyim, if that happens to a rasha, hanolahem, it's better for them because they're too distracted to do averis. Hanol oilam, and it's a good thing for the world because the world doesn't get doesn't get hurt by their averis that they do. V'la tzadikim, if it happens to a tzaddik, that a tzaddik is too distracted or too scattered because of whatever is going on, ra lahem, it's bad for them, v'ra lo'olam, and it's bad to the world, because the world could use their schusim that they should be doing. Ra lahem, meaning that they're not going to be able to do mitzvahs. Kinnus, when a person is focused, a person is able to be unscattered. L'rashoyim, if it's for Russia, ra'lahem, it's bad for them because they can focus on doing bad things. V'ra'lo'olam, and it's bad to the world because of the bad things that they bring to the world. L'tzadikim, if it happens to a tzaddik that he's able to focus, hanolahem, that's a hanol for them because they're able to do good things. V'hanolahem, and it brings good things to the world. The schosim of their good things, of their mitzvahs, of their Torah, brings hana to the world. Brings good to the world. Sheket, if it's peaceful for a rasha or a shoyim, ralahem is bad for them because they get the opportunity to do averis when it's peaceful. For ralo oilam, and it's bad for the world because again they're bringing averis to the world. V'la tzadikim, if it's peaceful for a tzadik, hanolahen, for a tzaddik, it's hanol for a tzaddik for when it's peaceful because he can do more mitzvahs that way. V'hanol oilam, and it brings out good to the world because of the zchusim that the tzaddik brings when he does mitzvahs. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.